Cooper and Una on iRadio.
Hey, it's iRadio in the morning with Cooper and Una. And from the hills of Donegal with his new track, Feel Alive, welcome to iRadio as an I Love Irish artist, John Doherty. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. I'm on a different energy level to you. You're very cool.
Very cool.
Come here, tell us about the new track. We absolutely love it.
Thanks very much. It's a song I wrote during one of the many lockdowns that we had. It's a song basically about kind of falling in love with Donegal again, really. And it's sort of about, it ties in some memories of growing up here and just kind of, it's about the way of life here. And I lived away from home for a long time since I finished school and then came back during the pandemic and just realized, why have I not been here the whole time? Oh. So,
I absolutely have to say, huge fan of yours, John, and your voice as well. Like, oh my God, it's incredible. I'd like to know who your influences are.
My influences, my first influences were definitely my uncles who played in a band when I was young, and they sort of put the idea in my head that it was acceptable to be a musician full time. So I kind of listened to everything my parents would have listened to when I was younger. So there'd been Van Morrison in the house and Thin Lizzy and Eric Clapton and Paul Brady. And
oh my God, did you grow up in my house? It was Eric Clapton in my house all the time. Yeah.
My twins were born to Van Morrison, Into the Mystic. That was a song that was playing when they were born. So huge fan as well.
And you had a light show.
I had
a
what?
There was a light show and fog and like confetti cannons.
No, trust me, it was not like that at all. Oh my God.
Here they come. Get the confetti cannons, go.
You're such a weirdo. Oh my God. They were airlifted. Also, John, I would like to know, you used to be known as Little Hours, but you've gone back now to being John Doherty. Was that a hard decision to make, or why did you come to that decision?
It wasn't really a hard decision, to be honest. It's kind of something that I've wanted to do for a while because Little Hours started out as a project that me and another guy started. And then we brought other people in and it was a band for a while and then it was just me. And it kind of became a project, but it was just me. And I was using this name that didn't really make sense to me anymore. And I definitely felt kind of strange introducing myself as Little Hours and just not really me. So it was an easy decision. It was something I wanted to do for a while and just this felt like the right time, you know, after 2 years of sort of, you know, doing nothing. I kind of wanted to come back with a change, like, and this felt like the right time, you know. So.
Was it an administration nightmare though, like changing banks?
Yeah, a wee bit, but not too bad. There was just there was some of the social media stuff took a bit of time to swap over, but apart from that, it was all very straightforward. Like, you know, it's only me that was part of it anyway, so yeah. I didn't have anyone to fight against or anything. So
you mentioned social media. I was having a go on your Instagram. You seem to have gone quite keen on hiking. Has this always been a thing, or is it just something new, or is it a keep fit exercise? Because you're in really good shape. Hats off to you, man.
I don't know about that now, but when it's on your doorstep here, like, it's hard sometimes not to just, you know, go out and get the boots on.
Do you go to the beach every day?
Not every day now, but I'll go a lot of days, yeah.
Oh, you're very lucky to have that in your doorstep.
Absolutely. It's something you kind of take for granted when you're growing up here, but then you realize as you get older that it's amazing, like, and very, very lucky.
In one of your videos, you're on the side of a massive mountain and you've got it's a Zoom recorder and you're recording it. Do you carry around a recorder with you, like if you get inspiration to start for song ideas? Is that something that you've gotten into a habit of doing, or was that for show?
Like Alan Partridge sort of kind of thing. Like. to be honest, my phone is, honestly, you would swear it's Alan Partridge's phone because some of the voice notes on it are absolutely insane. But I took the Zoom recorder with me specifically for that, because I kind of knew I was going to do that. So, but I wouldn't normally carry it around. The phone usually does me for any wee ideas and stuff. I'm hoping I might, to be honest, like that wee video, like, just seemed to, everyone seemed to really enjoy it. So I might do, you could see me on the side of another mountain somewhere with it soon enough.
Ah, we love a good mountain, we do. Head down now to the other side of the country to Carron Tool. It's a big one.
Anybody wants to take me up there, I'll
do it. I don't think there's going to be a short line, that's for sure. Oh, no, I mean, it is going to be a long line. Yeah, I didn't know what to say there anyway, Grant.
So, okay, John, it might sound a bit weird, but I would like your opinion on something. We're having a long-running debate on the show this week about whether or not it's okay to tell your family members that you love them, because I would always tell my mom and dad and my brother that I love them a lot, and Cooper thinks it's very strange. A lot of people think it's weird. My husband thinks it's weird. Yeah. So I would like to know where you sit on that fence. Like, do you spread the love, share the love, peace and love, man? Or are you like, not for this.
I'm fond of you.
I think it depends. It depends on what family member and how you're doing it too. Like,
if you're having a conversation with, say, a family member, like Una would tell her brother that she loves him.
He's in Canada. He's been there 10 years. Like, and he's my only brother, and I do love him. So why not be honest with him and tell him it's nice to be told you're loved? Like, for the love of God. Sorry, I feel strongly about this.
But well, I don't know. That's a tough one. I would tell my granny that I love her no bother. Anytime. But I mean, I wouldn't go up to dad, like, you know, and be like, geez, I love you. Like, but like, I think he knows. I think everyone, you know, I think it's kind of a given. Like, I think your actions should speak louder than words.
I know, maybe, but why not do both? Why not double down on the love, actions and the words? You know, that's what I'm saying, and that's where I'm coming from.
So it makes people feel awkward.
It doesn't. Like, I tell my dad I love him all the time, and he says it back to me. I don't know, maybe I just grew up in a weird household.
Get rid of you quickly. Go on.
Yeah.
Love you. Out. Go on, get out.
Okay, well, thanks for weighing in on that, John.
So what's the plans for the rest of the year? Are you currently recording some more stuff? Are you any tours, any gigs booked? What's going on? Come on, John, tell us all.
I have plenty of stuff already recorded, so we do, and so I'm just working some of that out, and getting release dates and stuff like that kind of sorted. So there's plenty more coming this year. So working on that, I should have plenty more details on that soon, and working on some shows as well before the end of the year.
Oh, but, brilliant! We're looking forward to all that. And feel free now to write a song about telling your granny you love her, or not being able to tell your dad you love her.
While hiking. I think we've covered it. Yeah. Come here. Feel Alive is the single. We absolutely love it as an I Love Irish artist. Thank you so much for coming on the show, John Doherty.
Thanks, John.
iRadio in the morning. With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now. Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.